This news update's being brought to you by Thumb Bank and Trust. Community strong since 1895. Stop into one of their offices today. And Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news for the hour. Because City of Sandusky needs police officers, the council took action to work on that. The council approved sponsoring two candidates to attend the police academy at Oakland Community College. The cost to sponsor a candidate is $35,884. That includes the cost of the college program as well as a salary and benefits. To participate in the sponsorship, the person has agreed to work for the Sandusky Police Department for at least 4 years following graduation. If that is not done for whatever reason, the person has to reimburse the city. To help cover the costs for that sponsorship, the city applied for a $20,000 grant per candidate. However, if the grants are not approved, the city will cover the cost. The plan is for one of the new officers to do patrol and for the other to help out at the school resource officer. A dramatic rescue unfolded Thursday night on Saginaw's west side after police officers pulled a woman from a burning vehicle following a crash. Authorities say the wreck happened shortly after 8:30 p.m. on North Mason Street near Irving Avenue when a vehicle reportedly struck a tree and overturned. Emergency dispatchers told responding officers the driver was trapped inside the vehicle as flames spread throughout the wreckage. Police say officers arriving on the scene found a 24-year-old woman pinned inside and immediately worked to break the windows and free her from the burning car. The woman suffered serious injuries and was taken for medical treatment, but investigators say she is expected to survive. Saginaw Deputy Police Chief Matt Garreau credited the officer's fast response and quick actions with likely saving the woman's life. The cause of the crash remains under investigation, and no additional information about the driver's condition or possible contributing factors has been released. And the Michigan Department of Corrections is among those using Safe Prisons Initiative to help with monitoring and improving safety and security in state prisons. The Safe Prisons Initiative is using a multifaceted approach to foster positive behavior, to review infrastructure availability, implement technology that will assist the officers in the prison's day-to-day operations, do training at facilities with increased critical incidents, and implement new tactics to improve employee recruitment and retention. The Safe Prisons Initiative builds on the efforts that started a year ago to improve safety and security, along with technology and policies to reduce contraband, new scanners to check mail to stop the introduction of illicit drugs and contraband materials. The Thumb Correctional Facility in Lapeer is among 26 prisons in the state currently using the initiative. Michigan health officials have released the first findings from a statewide study examining PFAS exposure among firefighters. The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services says the project tested blood samples from firefighters across the state to measure levels of so-called forever chemicals, while also gathering information on possible exposure resources. The PFAS and Firefighters Michigan Surveillance Project began in 2021, with the data collected through 2023. Researchers say firefighters faced increased exposure risk because of firefighting foam, protective gear, and contaminated equipment and station dust. According to the report, more than 95% of firefighters tested showed traces of PFAS chemicals commonly linked to firefighting foam, including PFOS and PFHXS. However, state officials say those levels were generally similar to or lower than levels found in the broader U.S. population. The study also established reference concentrations for 13 different PFAS compounds in Michigan firefighters. State health officials are encouraging departments to follow guidance of handling and reporting of PFAS containing foam and urging firefighters to continue decontamination and gear cleaning practices after fire responses. MDHHS will host two online webinars in early June to review the findings and answer questions. More information is available through the State Health Department's Biomonitoring Program website. We'll be back right after this word from our sponsor.
It's spring planting season, and Thumb Bank and Trust is here to help your operation grow. This is Matt Ross, Ag Lender at Thumb Bank and Trust. At Thumb Bank and Trust, we understand that every farm is different. That's why we offer competitive rates and flexible terms designed around the unique needs of your operation. Whether you're looking to expand your acreage, secure a seasonal operating line of credit, or invest in new machinery and equipment, we're here to help you move forward with confidence. And we don't just work behind a desk. We'll meet with you at one of our local offices or right at your farm, because strong relationships are built face-to-face. We're proud to support farmers across the region and are committed to helping your operation succeed for generations to come. Give me a call at our Pigeon office or visit thumb.bank to learn more. Thumb Bank and Trust, community strong since 1895, wishing all farmers a safe and successful planting season.
Thumb Bank and Trust, NMLS number 462637, Equal Opportunity Lender, member FDIC. Loans are subject to credit approval.
And we're back with a look at more news. Thousands of participants gathered on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. for Rededicate 250, a national jubilee of prayer, praise, and thanksgiving. The gathering represents the first of 16 scheduled events organized by the Freedom 250 organization leading up to the United States' 250th anniversary. High-profile religious and civic leaders address a crowd from a stage situated between the U.S. Capitol and the Washington Monument. The event featured broadcast video messages from prominent political figures, including President Donald Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance. Organizers said that the initiative is designed to foster civic reflection and spiritual rededication across country. Security on the mall was heightened for the duration of the event, which concluded without any reported disruption. Amnesty International released its annual report on capital punishment, documenting at least 2,707 confirmed executions globally in 2025, the highest record since 1981. The human rights organization attributed the sharp global escalation primarily to the massive surge within Iran, which accounted for 2,159 of the recorded deaths. The reported figures from Iran represents a substantial increase compared to the 2024 statistics, drawing widespread condemnation from international rights advocates. Amnesty International noted that its global tally remains conservative, as it excludes thousands of executions believed to have occurred in nations that classify capital punishment data as strict state secrets. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by Thumb Bank and Trust, community strong since 1895. Stop into one of their offices today. And Ashley Homestore and Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home.
It's Doorbuster Week at Ashley and Bad Axe, May 18th through May 25th only, and these deals will not wait. Right now, get Doorbuster recliners for just $249 while supplies last. And don't miss the Doorbuster sofa and love seat set, both pieces for only $778. These are limited quantity, first come, first served deals, and when they're gone, they're gone. Plus, the Memorial Day sale is happening now with up to 25% off store-wide on the furniture you want for every room of your home. Living rooms, bedrooms, dining, and more, all priced to move during one of the biggest savings events of the year. And to make it even easier, Ashley and Bad Axe is offering 1 year and 5 year no interest financing to qualified buyers. But remember, the doorbusters end May 25th, and these quantities will not last. Hurry in and take advantage of the savings happening right now. The Memorial Day sale and doorbuster week only at Ashley and Bad Axe. Ashley and Bad Axe is locally owned and operated.
So who's got the stock? Ashley Home Store has the furniture and mattresses you need, ready for you to take home today. This is Matt Schultz. Let me show you our selection. Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe, this is home.
While you're shopping at the north side of Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by McKenzie Jewelers and Ashley Home Store.
And that has been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.